The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, I got Betsy to bed. What are you doing?
Same thing we've been doing all week. I wish we'd never started this.
Oh, don't say that,
dear. If I'd really known what it cost to build a house and all the problems involved, I never would have started it, I'll tell you that.
Oh, honey, please.
Look, we haven't done anything yet but try and draw up a few plans. Real fun is yet to come, I'll bet.
Wonder if that Mr. Rogers is any good.
Look, I've got it from various sources. He's the best architect in town.
Well, I don't see how a simple bow window should be $500 more than an ordinary window. And what did he mean, structural supports? Well, I guess we've got to cut down somewhere.
Cut down? We got to cut out, obviously. All we can afford is a three-room shack.
You know, I can't see why, as long as you're putting up the sides of a house, that it matters how big it is. The sides will be there. Couldn't you just stretch them out farther? You know what I mean.
Yes, I do, but I can assure you it makes quite a difference how big a house is. And, well, we bought the land. Maybe we should put up a Quonset hut.
Oh, honey, now, come on. You will have your den anyhow. I insisted on that with Mr. Rogers. We'll just cut out something else.
You probably have to cut out the living room.
Oh, stop it, dear. Listen, when we get the place all built and move in, who is going to be the first one to say, oh, I'm glad we did this?
Me.
Yes, you.
Well, you know, one thing Rogers promised, no matter what happens, we will have our big picture window.
Uh-huh.
Boy, what a view from that window we're going to have, huh?
Oh, lovely. Just lovely, darling.
Well, that's one thing. Maybe the house won't be as big, and it won't have all the things we wanted, but we certainly got a beautiful piece of land,
oh,
huh?
Oh, I should say we haven't made any mistake there. Those pine trees and the lake.
Yeah.
Oh,
I get it. Now, sit still.
All right. You know, we absolutely have to have at least four bedrooms.
Yeah.
At least.
Hello.
Can't do without any.
Yes, Mr. Rogers.
Four, anyhow.
Oh, we've been doing our best to see what we can do without. Huh? You did? Oh, what'd you think? Isn't that a beautiful piece of property?
Oh, did he drive out there today?
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, magnificent view, isn't it? Yeah. Huh? Why? Is anything wrong?
Well, what's the matter, dear?
Oh, yeah, we'll be home all evening. Yeah, okay. We'll be expecting you. Goodbye.
What's the matter?
I don't know. He sounded kind of funny. Said he liked it very much.
Oh, well, then.
He also said he thought it presented a few problems. And sure don't like the sound of that.
Well, of course there may be a few problems. You have to expect that, dear. Even the path of true love does not run smoothly.
Yeah, I guess not.
The main thing is that it's a beautiful setting with a magnificent view, and nothing can take that away from us.
Yeah, that's true. I hope.
Good evening, Mr. Rogers.
Ah.
Now, listen, will you please set my husband's mind at rest? He has been so upset ever since you called. He's sure something must be terribly wrong.
Oh? Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to alarm you.
Oh, well, good. Here, let me take your coat, Mr. Rogers.
What did you think of the view? Isn't it just marvelous?
Oh, say that.
Yeah, it's really something, isn't it?
Oh, that view is really breathtaking.
You're breathtaking, yes. Yeah,
yeah. Honestly, I told him not to worry. I said there's always a few little problems, you know?
Oh, yes. Always a few little problems.
Well, now, how soon do you think we can start digging?
Oh, we can start digging just as soon as we finish blasting.
Blasting?
Blasting?
Oh, yes, that's one of the few little problems.
What do you mean?
Why, that's practically solid rock ledge under there.
What do you mean?
The ground underneath is rock.
There's grass there.
Yes, but underneath it's rock. That's got to be blasted before we can start the foundations.
Oh, well, it can be blasted.
Oh, sure.
You mean that all that underneath?
That's right.
Well, dear, he said it can be done.
Oh, sure, of course it can be done. But for Pete's sakes, it's...
Well, what's the problem? I mean, is blasting expensive?
Yes, blasting is expensive.
Expensive is hardly the word for it. Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's one of the few little problems, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed when we start drilling for water. Now, another thing...
Drilling for water?
Oh, no. We don't have to dig a well.
No.
Well, how are you going to get water?
Well, we're within city limits out there. Mr.
Yes.
Whipple, the real estate man, said so.
Oh, sure, sure.
You're within city limits,
yes,
but there's no city water out that far. You mean you didn't know you had to dig a well?
No.
Didn't you ask about water?
No. Look, I've never lived anywhere we didn't have water. Would never thought of having to dig a well. It didn't occur to me. I mean, we were so crazy about the property.
We just loved it so. I mean, we...
I'm afraid if we didn't buy it fast, you know, that somebody else would...
Mr. Whipple said the lots were selling like hotcakes.
Well, yeah. He was right about that. They are. They're being bought by people like you who don't look at anything but the view and the pine trees and the lake, and they're all running into the same thing you are.
You know, it seems to me Mr. Whipple did mention water. He said the city water was being brought out.
Yes, he did say that.
Sure, in 5 years, probably, it'll get out there. In the meantime, what are you going to do for water?
Okay, we'll dig a well, I guess.
Oh, well, honey, now let's not get discouraged. Years from now, we'll laugh at this and say how dumb we were.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess there's worse things than having to drill for water.
Yes, and one of them is your insurance rate.
What?
Fire insurance. With no city water, there's no hydrant, so your loss in case of fire naturally would be much greater. And as a result, your insurance rate is fairly steep.
Fire? Good heavens, I never thought of that. You mean the fire companies don't even come out there?
Oh, yes, they'll come out. But they'll have to pump water out of the lake, and that takes a little longer. And even with the lake there, your insurance rate is higher, although it may reduce it somewhat.
That's a good thing we have the lake.
Yes, and let's just hope you don't have a fire in August. Now, another thing to consider...
What do you mean, hope we don't have a fire in August? Yeah, August any worse than any other month?
Well, that's not a natural lake, you know. It was man-made. It's dammed at the other end, and every year, late July, August, during the hot spell, it dries up.
Dries up?
Dries up?
Well, not entirely, of course.
Dries up?
Yes. I just mean you'll suddenly discover you have more land than lake. It goes down quite a bit.
Well, that's nice to know. The real estate guy didn't happen to mention that.
Well, it's not exactly a selling point, shall we say.
Is that Mr. Whipple a crook or something?
Oh, not at all. When you're a salesman of anything, you don't emphasize the bad points. You concentrate on the good ones.
Well, I never heard of a lake drying up.
Well, you have now.
Oh, now, come. It's not that bad.
Well, I was planning to build a little dock and have a boat, maybe.
Yes.
Well, that's all right. You can still do that. Just make your dock a little longer.
How long?
Well, 100 feet, maybe.
Okay. Well, go on. Anything else?
Well, so far, we've just covered some trivial matters.
Trivial?
Well, compared to what I consider a rather serious problem.
Well, now what?
How do you get to your property?
Oh, didn't you find it?
Yes. I walked through the woods. I got there. I had this map of the lots, and I found it. I walked around the boundary lines indicated here.
What's the problem?
Well, that was quite a walk through the woods. I mean, aren't you going to have a road?
Well, yes, a road. Oh, yes, I asked about that. It's one thing I thought of, anyhow. Remember, dear, the first time we were out there, I said to you, what about a road?
Yeah.
You remember?
I said that. I remember you said that. Huh?
And then I saw the property, and I guess we were so excited about it and all.
I know, you bought it, and then you remembered about the road again.
That's right. And I called Whipple, I did, and I asked him, what about, you know, access to the place, a road? And he said, what did he say?
Well, I don't know, dear, I wasn't there.
I can't remember exactly what he did say, but anyway, it's all right.
What's all right?
Well, I mean, the road, I guess.
There isn't any road.
Yeah, I know. I took it to mean that he or they or somebody would put one in. For Pete's sake, we gotta have a road.
I know. That's what I'm concerned about. This estate was broken up very recently and divided up into these 2-acre lots, and your property is the only one that is some distance from the main road, and I see no indication of access to it. It seems like a slip-up somewhere. which is unlikely, but if so, it presents any number of unpleasant complications.
Somebody must have figured something out, for Pete's sake. How are we supposed to get to our house? I mean, by helicopter?
At the moment, it would seem so. Or boat.
Oh, well, even boat wouldn't be any good unless it's during the rainy spell.
Well, before we get all excited, let's look at this map.
Well, I wish you could remember exactly what Mr. Whipple said about it, dear, when you called
him.
Well,
I don't know. I was busy, and he was busy. I had a couple of other questions, and, well, it seems to me I said to him, what about a road to our place? We have to have a road. Well, now that I think back, he just said, oh, naturally, of course, you have to have a road.
Was that all he said?
Well, I just took it to mean that he or they or somebody would put one in.
Well, I don't understand this at all. With your permission, I'd like to get in touch with this Mr. Whipple and find out exactly what they had in mind.
You've certainly got my permission.
I'll try to get in touch with him tomorrow.
There's a phone book. You'll get in touch with him right tonight. By golly, if he's pulled anything shady on me, I'll sue him. That's what I'll do. He can have his property back. I'll sue him.
Well, then you've got lawyer's fees, court costs.
And besides, I want that property. That's where I want our house.
All right. Now, let's not get all excited until we find out what's what. I'll call Whipple right now.
That's where I want our house to be, even if we have to be dropped by parachute.
All right, now, just take it easy. Take it easy until we find out.
Oh, yes, I see, Mr. Whipple. Yes, I have the map of the lots right here in front of me. The north boundary line, you mean? Yes. Yes, I understand it all very clearly. All right. Yes, I know. All right. Goodbye.
Well.
It's all right.
Oh, well, there.
Oh, dear, you always worry so.
Yeah, well, you know.
Fact is, Mr. Whipple said it was put down very clearly in your contract. Didn't you read that?
I glanced through it. Actually, I just sent it over to Jack Lundell. He's a friend of mine, lawyer, you know, handles my legal things. Asked him to look it over.
I take it that he approved it.
Oh, yes. He called me. He asked if that's what I wanted, and I said yes. I mean, I was anxious to close the deal, you know.
Yeah. Well, do you have the contract here?
No, it's down at my office. Well, it's all set anyhow, though, huh?
Oh, yes. You have an easement on the north side, right here. Which, unfortunately, is the longest distance to your property, but you can build your road right...
You mean I have to build the road?
If you want one.
Oh, honey, now don't look like that. Dear, is building a road expensive, Mr. Rogers?
Yes, building a road is expensive, I'd say.
Well, let's not pave it, dear.
Pave it? Who's going to pave it? We'll be lucky to afford a mud track through there.
Well, why is it so expensive? Let's just keep driving through and kind of wear it off gradually.
You can't drive through a tree or over a 6-foot rock. You'll need to cut down trees, blast the rocks, then a bulldozer to... Well, you'll have plenty of wood for your fireplace.
Yeah, well, that's one nice thing, dear.
Yeah.
I think I'll be running along. I'll be out tomorrow night, go over the plans more thoroughly for the house.
Well, I'll get your coat.
Good night. Now, don't be discouraged. As your wife said, in a few years, you'll be laughing about all this. Yes, good night.
Good night, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, yes. Good night.
Good night. Well, do you want to sell the property, dear? I bet we could.
No, sir, I'm going to see this through to the bitter end. Each day brings a new surprise. By golly, I feel like a radio show, you know? Tune in tomorrow. Will the lake dry up? Will they have to dig 2,000 feet for water?
Stop it, dear. Now let's look at the plans again. Now, why don't we make the dining room smaller? Then we can have another closet.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with John Gibson as Mr. Rogers, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again Monday to The Couple Next Door.